Welcome to the Eagle Eye Podcast. The number one show to bring you all things Club America in English. From tactical analysis
pelota para la banda izquierda.
To player updates. We've got you covered on all the latest news on Las Águilas. Now, let's start the show. This is the Eagle Eye Podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Eagle Eye Podcast, our Campeones Cup 2024 special edition. Should be a fun one, should be an interesting one, and overall, we got plenty and plenty of Club America stuff to talk about, as we're going to be giving you guys a preview of the upcoming match just 24 hours, actually less than 24 hours away from kickoff. Should be a fun match. And to do that, I am joined by two Club America experts, as always. It is none other than Mr. Chris Rivera and Brian as well. Gentlemen, how are we doing this fine evening? It's a special edition of the podcast. We're yet again facing off in another final. It seems like we've had these consecutively throughout the year, actually, with Andre Jardine. First of all, how are you both doing right now? How's the evening treating you?
Good. No complaints.
Nice, short, straight to the point. I like it. Chris?
Good. Very busy day, but nonetheless, blessed to see another day. So you got to be grateful, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well then, gentlemen, let's get right into it. Club America, Campeones Cup. How are we feeling about this? And first of all, before we get anywhere, let's talk about the competition itself, because it seems to be a hot topic within ourselves, but not just in ourselves, within the Americanista community as well. Now, I kind of want to paint the picture here, right? I want to say 4 months ago, right, Americanistas were high off the fact that we would be campeones, automatic campeón de campeones. We just looked like, right, with best offensive team for one of the years. We were one of the best offensive and defensive teams. But things were looking very well. And it felt like America had this sense of, I'm untouchable. And so Americanistas came into this season with the expectations of America must win everything and anything that comes in their path. So we're talking Supercopa Mekis, Leagues Cup, League, Campeones Cup, CONCACAF Champions Cup, everything that was downright to the T that we had to compete in, that was America's bread and butter that we needed to win regardless. No excuses. America had to lift the trophy at the end of the day. How are your guys' perspective on Campeones Cup? Do you feel that there is a sense of urgency that we need to demonstrate to the rest of the region that we are not just a team that can only do it in Mexico? Or do you think that there is some validation that, you know, we have to give this credibility and we have to give it importance? I'll throw it to you first, Brian.
I think it's a little bit of a mixed like answer to this. So seeing that, you know, CONCACAF Champions didn't win that, Leagues Cup didn't win that. And actually, the way we bowed out, I just felt like was just lackluster a little bit. You know, you don't put a lot of stock in this. Like, I don't, there's no firings coming, whatever happens tomorrow. This is kind of a little bit more like a pride thing for me, where, okay, last year you got to play Columbus after a big win, like against St. Louis. And we were rolling. We're like, oh man, like the big dogs are here. And then we went into Columbus and they kind of, you know, ragdolled like America. And it was like a little bit of a wake-up call, like, oh, man, that was rough. Granted, yes, the circumstances weren't great, but I do like the thought that, okay, the best of MLS gets the playoffs, and there's a little bit behind it, meaning recent history, meaning the previous year. And it's a one-off. There's no travel, like extra travel, and, you know, you're playing X, Y, and Z games. We're just going in there. I think it's a 3.5-hour flight. You land. Here we go. Like, our best, your best. Let's go. And then that, to me, like, that's kind of the mentality I want to go into it. So I think I would wish there'd be like a little bit of, you know, emphasis on it a little bit. Again, I don't think there's going to be firings. I don't think there's like we need to bench this guy because of the X, Y, and Z. But the players, I think, should have, you know, the push to like, hey, let's lift, hey, CONCACAF Champions didn't go good. Leagues Cup didn't go good. Here's one more chance to right a couple wrongs. It's not the best, but it's that one extra opportunity.
Yeah, an opportunity to save grace in a sense. Chris, I'm going to let you rebuttal into this because up to about a week ago when we were on this podcast, right, there was a sense of you were on the side of, yeah, this game is important. Let's win it. It's one of those games for America. The tide has turned a little bit. Talk to us a little bit about where you stand right now, the perspective. Because I think a lot of Americanistas on Twitter fall either on Brian's side or on your side. So explain your side.
Well, it's not even necessarily that I disagree with Brian, because honestly, like he said, it is a pride thing. Like, I think, you know, Maggie said it in our chat perfectly, you know, it's America, you want to win everything. And that's not even, you know, no Americanistas are ever going to debate that, right? America could become a boxing team, and I would be rooting for all our players to be knocking out everybody. You know, that's just the reality of things. But for me, what it became a turnoff was when I found out it's not even an official trophy. It's not an official anything. It's a friendly. So for me, it got turned off because it's very similar to the idea of Leagues Cup, right? Where it's like you're only creating these type of matches to hype up one side and one side only. And we talked about this in Leagues Cup when we were talking about the structure of Leagues Cup is to benefit one side and one side only, so they could get all the viewerships, they could get all the hype, they could get all the attractions, right? Even from a free agent standpoint, or not even a free agent standpoint, just a big name standpoint, right? They're going to say, oh, look, they're competing, they're the best on paper, whatever. That's what all the promotion is with Leagues Cup is for MLS. You look into this match, well, what are we benefiting from? It's not an official game, right? So we win this trophy and it doesn't mean anything, right? It really doesn't mean anything. Like, we're not going to sit here and be like, oh, but we're going to count this as part of our, how many official championships we have, like 30-something or 40-something? It's a high. We have more championships than anyone in Mexico, right? In terms of every official thing. We can't even add it to that. So for me, I'm looking at the way the season's going. I'm looking at our next matchup in the league, which is Pumas. I'm looking at our injuries, just everything. I'm just looking at this. I'm just like, well, what is this match is about? And it's all about money. And we're going to make money off of this, right? And then you kind of look at our transfer window. And our transfer window, we talked about this. Quiñones leads, and what did we do? It has to be a big name, right? It has to be a big impactful, a player with just a bomba, right? You bring in Davila, which I like, but let's also be honest, it's not a bomba, right? You go and spend money on Chiquito Sanchez, cool player, he's a backup right now. So you spend big money on a backup. So for me, it's just everything. It's just, if your argument is, well, you're going to make a lot of money, for what? We're not spending big. We know this team isn't going to bring in a big name player into the team. They're just not. They haven't been forever. Jeremy Menezes was the last one. And even then, they had to educate the fans on who he was because no one really knew who he was, right? So I look at this game, and it's just like, if you just put the trophy title as official, I'm going back to my former takes because I do like the idea of, all right, champion of year, you know, you face each other, cool, you know, you're the best teams in North America, right? Cool. I like that idea. But the fact that there's no official title to it, it's just a friendly. And if you're going to just label it as a friendly, it's like when Chivas faced Atletico Rivero and they gave them that wood as a championship and everyone was making fun of them. It's the same exact same thing, you know, like it's not even an official. It's just like, well, we're going to highlight. The only thing is, like Brian said, pride. The only thing. Because it's a highlighted game. Everyone's going to watch it, right? And you don't want to be the one being embarrassed. That's the only thing. Other than that, it's just like, man, you're it's like what they say with the national team, moleros, right? They even do it with the U.S. when they face Brazil. What do they call it? The Super Clásico of the region or whatever. It's the same exact thing to me. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm not falling for that. You know, just if you were to ask me which is more important, like I said, is the game against Pumas, because then, especially with all the injuries, we know how Pumas plays and how they play against us. It's going to be a physical game. If you're telling me which one are you prioritizing, I'm prioritizing that game over this one. But obviously, that's not how it's going to go. But like I said, I'm just turned off at the fact that it doesn't have the official title to this match.
Okay. I hear you. And there's some very good points that you made right there, because I think it is important that America comes out and understands that there is a bigger fish to fry at the end of this. And Columbus is one, but the league is definitely another one. But I will let Brian rebuttal, because on the official status on this whole, whether or not does it count, does it not count, is it gonna go on the trophy cabinet, is it not? Brian did a little digging and I did some as well. So Brian, I'm gonna let you kind of pitch what you were pitching to me in regards to this maybe potentially having some weight to it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's gonna carry the same as CONCA champions, but from what I can see, and I'm really trying to find answers to this, both leagues established this. Not like, it wasn't like we called up Columbus as like, hey, international break, let's meet in Chicago, you know, like we do with Chivas, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, this was preset. So both leagues established this as a title. And from what I've seen, like I went through the Wikipedia and everything. It's when you look under the team like Tigres, this is under their international title. So it's not under friendly cups or anything like that. They've got their league, their, you know, their Copas, and then they have their international. It's under there. So I think it's gaining some sort of status as an official title for whoever wins it. Now, I would make an argument that it's not properly, you know, formatted. It should be a neutral site if you're making the best of the best of each side. But from right now, when you go to Club America, if we win tomorrow, that's going to be under one of our, you know, recognitions of international play. But if Chris wants to add in on that.
Yeah, you're raising your hand, Chris.
No, I'm saying hi, because someone said hi.
Sorry, yeah. Shout out to Jay. Yeah, he said hi. Let's bring in our...
I just waved back.
Let's bring in our third guest tonight and maybe get his two cents on this. Mr. Dylan Jimenez, a.k.a. Cowboy Dan, is in the building. Of course, he was not going to miss the Campeones Cup edition of this podcast. Dylan, first of all, how are you?
Doing good. Just running a little late. Got off work late, stayed behind to work on a story that I'm hoping to turn for Monday, and then ate dinner kind of late. So sorry about that.
No. Glad to have you on whenever you are available. Kind of pitch me your two cents on this, right? Chris made a very good, valid argument as to why this game is maybe should be pitched as just another one of those glorified friendlies. Brian kind of making his standpoint as well, as, you know, this match specifically, it holds a little bit of weight for America because of past encounters with Columbus and just kind of the way that America has gone out in international tournaments as of late. Where do you stand between the two? And I know we've been going back and forth. You've read the chat. You've read the messages, kind of pitching both sides. Where do you fall in all this?
I think, especially too, how you kind of said at one point that going into, I guess the start, you know, with the season, and then especially with leagues playing, knowing that Campeones Cup was coming up too, like, that I think a lot of Americanistas were having high energy for this team, you know, to go in and win pretty much everything. Like, I feel like that was the thing. And I do agree with Brian. You know, I'm kind of on the sense, you know, not just in a sense with the bad runs we've had with Columbus, but I think just looking at it from the region standpoint, the international standpoint with this club, because, I think my biggest thing too is, regardless of the outcome of tomorrow, is we just need to walk out with no injuries. We need to go in and leave with the same players, scot-free, injury-free, because I do kind of see Chris's point in a sense to where, like, the Pumas game, you know, holds a lot too, because especially with the way the league has started for this team, it's not ideal. It's not what we wanted. But I'm really on the point of this, you know, not just necessarily of, you know, when I see my club play, I want them to win. I think it holds some weight in a sense too, because, you know, it hasn't necessarily been always pretty when it comes to these international tournaments, to these region tournaments, whether it comes with CONCACAF or I guess in a sense too, Leagues Cup. But, you know, I think there's a lot to play for. I think in a way this game could kind of turn the tide a little bit for the team as they go forward, especially into the league. And so that's what I'm really looking forward to see how this team comes back. Because you look, you know, not this past game, you know, against Necaxa, but, you know, last two games, you know, sure, the Chivas game was scrappy, you know, but then you play well against Atlas. And, you know, I just feel like there's something there to build off of that this game could be for you, is to build off of and then go forward in the season and turn it into something new after a bad start.
Right. I mean, perfectly well put. I think I've echoed that a little bit as well. And kind of just to kind of piggyback off what you were saying, Brian, in regards to kind of the quote-unquote internet official title, right, that we know it doesn't officially have. And Chris Wright is into that point to say that it is not technically have that official title in the name. But I checked Columbus Crew. They have won this competition before. They do have they have it in their trophy cabinet under international victories, just as well as international trophies, just like Tigres does, and the other clubs that have won it. The thing is, so when I was doing my little research in regards to this competition and, you know, the establishment of it, it's not recognized necessarily by CONCACAF or FIFA, but it is established by a sub-regional, let me get this right, by a sub-regional group under CONCACAF, right? So that organization is the North American Football Union, and that is kind of the organization that's making the League's Cup official, right? Because that has now its official stamp on it. Also what made the Superliga official, right? A competition where Mexican teams played against teams from the United States, excuse me. And Campeones Cup is under this umbrella as well. So there is an organization behind this that is kind of not necessarily organizing it for the leagues, but it's kind of giving it that umbrella of it's under me, so it holds some rank to it. You know, it's not just two leagues going together and be like, hey, you know, let's just get together and do something. So I think under that premise, there is an organization behind it that gives it some tangibility. But I think amongst all of this, I think we've lost ourselves in the translation of this game and what's at stake, right? Obviously, there's a trophy at the end of the line, but I think Chris, I think you can even agree with this. There's a bigger picture to be painted. I think Dylan hit it on the head here. I think America desperately needs a pick-me-up, right? And lifting another trophy after having the season you've had, with all the injuries, with all the negativity that's kind of falling your way, tomorrow night could be the catalyst that can drive America to a tricampeonato, don't you think?
I would argue that the Pumas game is more of an elevation, or whatever you want to call it, right? For that. Because look at what the Chivas game did, right? You go in, and you beat Atlas like nothing, and we were like, oh, the team is back. We did rotations against Necaxa, so we didn't necessarily look like we looked against Atlas, right? But to me, that Pumas game is way more of a jump. Mind you, I don't disagree with you. I do think you win these two games, and it's just, you know, it's gonna push you forward. I don't necessarily disagree with you, but I'm going back to my point is that Pumas game is way more important because it's a derby, right? It's the the most hated derby between teams, right? It's not like the Chivas game where it's the fan. It's more of a fan argument between who's the biggest. The Pumas game is more of a, I was born in this club and I hate my neighbor type thing, you know? And this is a similar to the Chivas and Atlas, similar to a Man City, Man United, or a Madrid Atletico, where it's not like you're arguing, oh, which was more accomplished. It's simply we hate each other because we're from the same city. And, you know, to me, that, like, let's say we win tomorrow, right? We're going to be here happy because, you know, it's a cool match. I'm not mad at the fact this match is happening. It's just the way it's built. I'm just not a fan of it. It turned me off completely because you guys heard me, right? When I said, oh, this game is more important than League's Cup. And I'm not even like being trying to be a hypocrite or anything. I completely agree with it until everyone's saying, oh, it's not official from FIFA standpoint or CONCACAF. It's a glorified friendly that you're not even going to count. So for me, it's just like I hear you guys from the trophy case or whatever argument. I get it, but there's probably other titles that are on there that are the same thing, but you're not counting them, you know? And to me, it's just, I'm just annoyed of that thing. But the match, the idea of champion versus champion of North America, I love it. That's not what I'm arguing, you know? And when it comes to this Pumas game, it's just, you know, to me, it's just the way the season's going, injuries, like even the Chiquito Sanchez thing wasn't even an injury. That's something with his body, you know? It wasn't like he got hurt or anything. And we're just having bad luck with that. And to me, to go and fly to Columbus, dealing with all that, and then you're going facing the most physical match of your season because that's always how it is against Pumas. It's just, I don't know, man. Like I said, if it had the official stamp on it, like official, completely agree. But to me, this game is the same as the LAFC game that we had against in SoFi, because that one was similar, was it not? It had the whole.
It was a League's Cup showcasing.
So yeah, but they gave championships for that, you know, and it's like.
Yeah, it felt very AYSO.
You get where I'm coming from, though? It's just like the structure of it, not really official, just all that just turns me off completely. And it's just, there's just no point in, I don't know, man. It, like I said, if it was legit a Campeones game where it's official, where it's like, Ivan, you talk about this a lot, merging the leagues. That's like a merger type thing, right?
Yeah.
But it's like you're flirting with the idea, but you're not going to put an official, it's like a, Like you're just messing with a girl, but you're not making her your girlfriend. It's like, well, there's no label to that, you know? That's exactly what this is.
Yeah,
that's just how I feel, you know?
Perfect Wilito case right there.
Oh, my God. I hate that I know what you're talking about.
Shout out to anyone who understands that reference. Look, regardless of whether or not we have an official title or not, the game is being played at the end of the day. And it's something that I think we need to focus on and kind of understand that there is importance to not just us at the fan base, but Harden has come out and said, this game is important to us. We want to win it. We want to win every competition that we're in. And he feels that there's a certain expectation for him to win this game, especially after the exit of League's Cup. Chris Ramirez is saying there has to be at least some weight to this game, especially after that 4-1 loss to Columbus in League's Cup. Brian, you've echoed this for about a year now, maybe a little bit less, but ever since Columbus crowned themselves champions of MLS and then America crowned themselves champions of the Apertura, I think you were echoing for this rematch to happen again to kind of vindicate ourselves after a performance. And I went back and watched that game, Brian. We were the more dominant team against Columbus. It was just, they got us on the break when we were tied 1-1. Quiñones didn't know how to stay onside. And, you know, we missed a couple of chances, but they capitalized on theirs. And I think the result was didn't paint the proper picture.
Yeah, no, that's why I said it never sat right, you know? And now we get a chance to go back. And like I said, my point of view on this would be a little bit different had other things gone differently. if you win CONCACAF Champions, I say just play reserves in this and just let it go. Mm-hmm. My point of view is a little different. I understand that, you know, there's league rivalries. Like, I get it. But seeing that you're back-to-back champion, I feel like you kind of put your stamp on this. Like, we're the big dogs. Like, you kind of have a little bit of a leeway just as long as you get to the playoffs and make your push. That's kind of my thing. And like we said, we're banged up a little bit here. So, you know, again, I'm not saying this game is more important than the league, but I still think there's an ingredient, there's some ingredients here to make it a, you know, at least a mildly special win. You know what I'm saying? So there's a little bit of history. There's the fact that we're the winners, they're the winners. And like I said, it's not like we just called them up and said, you know, it's an international break, let's meet. This is preset. This has been going every year since 2018, except for COVID. And this is our chance just to be like, okay, let's play the best of MLS. And the last time we met, like you said, that game, we started pretty strong. I believe we scored first, did we not?
Yeah, we scored first.
Yeah, so and then the bridge just went out underneath us. So this is kind of like an opportunity to see, did we learn from that? Did we learn from the previous League's Cup? And the CONCACAF Champions came up short. And like I said, this is not in any way shape or form to start firing people or you're on the hot seat because you lost this. Now, losing this in a bad fashion is not going to feel good. It's going to be pretty sour, you know. But if you lose 1-0, you know, you're not going to lose sleep over it either.
No, yeah, I agree to that. Dylan, Brian mentioned there's plenty of ingredients here to make this matchup just a little bit more spicy and more tasty. Let's talk about a certain ingredients that make this matchup a more high profile matchup for America. There's a lot actually here on the line that I think a lot of people are forgetting. This is a chance for America to vindicate themselves, not from that 4-1, not just for that 4-1 loss against Columbus in the League's Cup, but let's take a trip back in time and let's go back to 2019 when America failed to win this tournament against Atlanta United, had to go to penalties. Didn't take that game as much serious, rotated a lot of players. Obviously, still should have won that game, but they didn't, right? Also, on top of that, America versus MLS teams continues to be kind of the Achilles heels for this institution. Ever since America beat Vancouver Whitecaps in the CONCACAF Champions League final back in 2015, America has yet to reproduce something like that against an MLS side for now 9 years. Which I think is a little bit pathetic if we're talking about America. Me and you covered it, the loss against Toronto FC in the semifinal,
yeah,
in the CONCACAF Champions Cup, right? The loss that we just had to Colorado, where Brian put it perfectly, we just kind of went out with no real fight, in a sense. Well, we should have potentially won that game just walking by, but we didn't. Last year's dramatic defeat to Nashville, right? Which was just horrendous, the way that we win it in penalties, get called back from the locker room to retake penalties, only just to lose it in that sense and in that fashion. And I can keep going down the line. It's just, it hasn't been a good look for America against MLS sides in an international tournament. So I think that plus the fact that, you know, we've lost this competition already before, it just all adds up for this game to have just a little bit that much weight for America and for it to say, you know what, I need to take this game seriously.
Yeah, exactly. And this is kind of like, in a sense, me echoing Brian, like, you know, if other things had gone different, you know, if League's Cup maybe went different, if, you know, you walk out winners of CONCACAF, you know, I don't think this really holds the weight that it does now, though. And especially when you look at the, like I kind of mentioned the past, you know, it hasn't really been that successful for this club whenever it comes to those tournaments, you know, especially how disappointing, especially this past year, CONCACAF Champions was, you know, especially when you start off, you know, on a loss to Real Esteli too, but you come back and you bounce back, obviously you win, you go on in advance and everything, you know, just the form just never felt right. Whenever it was CONCACAF, I don't know if it was just the international play or regional play, whatever, or what it was, because it always felt different from the league whenever it was Nick Lasuda. So that's why I feel like, you know, this holds weight, because, you know, not only is it just pride, but I think it kind of sends a little bit of a statement too.
Absolutely. And I think that's what we need to make at this point, is a statement, a very a very good statement. And we'll see what the game plan will be for tomorrow, but I'm assuming it is to do just that. Chris, in regards to kind of this matchup, I understand that, you know, on the charts, this one definitely falls all the way down, right? It's not a CONCACAF Champions League Cup final. But it is a way for America to kind of maybe, just maybe, salvage a little bit and then work our way up when it comes to international tournaments, right? If we win this, I'm not saying, boom, forget our past, forget about the fact that we haven't won CONCACAF Champions League in over 8 years, right? I'm not saying that. I'm saying that, hey, it's a step in the right direction that we can finally win something against an opponent that isn't in Mexico. That should, in theory, hold some value, right? To kind of guide this club into the right direction for what's going to be a very important CONCACAF Champions League next year.
Not looking into the future and just this match itself, you got to look at it from an experience standpoint, right? Because, like you said, if you're looking at it from, all right, we're going to have a CONCACAF Champions Cup next year because we qualified. We're going to play that, right? We're going to have to travel. We lost to Real Esteli in Nicaragua, right? They were in Nicaragua for that game. We lost that game. We aren't necessarily that great at well, at least with this Jardine Net team, we're not great playing outside of Mexico, right? I mean, I don't know what the numbers are, but just with that Real Esteli game, just we don't have the experience to go and win outside. So from that standpoint, you got to look at it as, okay, we're going to go into an atmosphere where we're not the home team because we're so far away from home, so far away from our people, that we're a legit away team which you could very rarely say that in Mexico, very rarely say that in the U.S. From that standpoint, it is important to start gaining experience. Go out there, perform. Like I said, personally, it wouldn't hurt me we don't win this game because, like I said, the glorified friendly, you know, as long as that title doesn't have an official, and it's kind of dumb because it's the second time we played this game, and it's like, what did you say, since 2017? Like, it's been a minute. It should really be an official tournament. So from that standpoint, I don't understand why they're taking long. But I remember back to that Atlanta United game. The game got intense, right?
Yeah.
So you have to go and treat this game, you know, serious. You know, like I said, if you don't win it, oh, well, you know. But at the same time, you have to go in out there and perform. You have to go and play your game. You have to go and focus on the fact that you need to get better as a team. Because, yes, fatigue, yes, injuries, yes, very little rest, you know, from just the complete two seasons, right? Very little. You're banged up. You're tired. You know, go out there and just perform. Be a good team. Be competitive. You know, it's the same thing I said about Leagues Cup. Be competitive. I know we had a whole debate on that, right? But in my opinion, you just don't go out there and be humiliated. Don't let it be a Nashville game. Don't just go out there, compete. And if we get the result, cool, you know. But the whole thing is to just continue moving forward, because at this point, we know injuries are going to happen. You know, I think, you know, knock on wood, it doesn't happen anymore. But we kind of have to get the idea that right now we're just going to start losing players. And we're gaining players back that might be a bit rusty. So for me, I'm just looking at it. Everyone gets into the same page. And they have to start right now. Arguably, it started with the Chivas game. But, you know, the Necaxa game kind of gave us doubt. So I think we need to go and say, you know, we didn't perform good in that game because we rested players and we're going to perform this one. And, you know, that's, you know, the best way to look at this.
No, absolutely. I agree. I think that this also adds to it because we didn't have a good game against Necaxa. And not to say that we couldn't win that game. Obviously, we should have. But it was because we rested players. In thinking ahead, that this game kind of held a little bit more importance. But all right, I feel like we've somehow gradually found a middle ground here to kind of just be all in the same page. So we can move on, progress to this preview. Gentlemen, let's talk a little bit about our opponent, Columbus Crew. arguably the best team in MLS at the moment. Even though in the standings they won't show that they're in first place, they are the team that has only lost the least amount of times in their league, and they still have two games in hand in comparison to teams like the LA Galaxy, who sit, I think, with 31, which is the max amount of games that the league is going on right now. Regardless, to say, they are the team in MLS right now with the way that they've been playing. Their fan base sure is looking at this game thinking that they are automatically going to be winners of this one. They expect a good matchup, but there is a little bit of, I don't want to say hubris, but there is this sense of, like, they think that they, because of this home field advantage, because of the way that they've won Leagues Cup, because of the way that they won MLS, they feel that they are the superior club and that we are yet just another example of what they could do to not just Liga MX teams, but teams in general in the CONCACAF region. So, you know, and I'm hearing that, you know, potentially a 3-1 victory for Columbus is on its way, you know? And that's crazy. World Club America. That should not be in the realm of possibilities for them. But that is the team that we're going up against, a team that does believe that they can go out there and repeat that 4-1. They do think that we are the inferior team. So, coming into this one, Brian, you spoke, I don't want to say you spoke highly of Columbus, but you knew that coming into this game that they were kind of maybe the best rival that America could potentially face this season.
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, they've been winning a lot. I really rate their manager, Nancy. Really good manager. They play really fast. They hit you on the counter really fast, and they find different ways to score, which that's what's kind of scary to me going in tomorrow, because we've seen our team where, like, we screw up a clearance and teams just capitalize on stuff like that. So I hate to be negative, but I think they're a comfortable favorite tomorrow. Not because they're at home. I actually don't think they're going to have a huge turnout, maybe 50%. I could be wrong, but I think they're a comfortable favorite.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to see what the stands look like because, you know, they wear yellow. Most of our fans are going to wear yellow.
It's a battle of the yellow team.
Yeah, it's going to blend in. I think you're only going to be able to differentiate with the Tifos. One's going to be, you know, a Columbus Crew, and the other one will be an American one. But Dylan, it should be an interesting matchup. We've spoken about this and kind of, you know, this was going to be a difficult task for Jardinet to figure out. And even much so now when you have one hand tied behind your back due to all these injuries, due to the fact that some of these players haven't had a full 90 minutes under their belts, and yet they're still anticipated to start, a.k.a. Diego Valdez. I mean, it feels a little bit like an uphill battle for America. But talk to me, is it really that much, or do you think that we're just kind of maybe being over pessimistic in the sense?
I wouldn't say we're being over pessimistic, but I don't think it's necessarily even a steep hill to climb either. I think Brian brings us good points, you know, when it comes to seeing how Columbus plays. But, you know, we've seen this team, you know, kind of go a little bit ups and downs. It's not really a consistent form. And Ivan, there's that word that me and you use all the time, too, is consistent. So I think in a way, too, we know what this team is capable of. Because, I mean, I've said it, too. You look at this team is practically almost the same, except, you know, you take out Quiñones. You know, it's just, can they find some type of consistent form in this game to go forward and, you know, and pull out something too, you know, because I think Ryan's right. You know, I think Columbus is the good favorite in this game. But, you know, at the same time, you know, I think we've, in a sense, been in some positions too, but we've seen this club play, you know, comeback kids, you know, a couple times. You know, we've seen this team, you know, overcome those things too. Especially how I kind of mentioned, you know, before the Chivas game, you know, like, I think we were obviously more worried about what signing was coming before the transfer window ended, but, you know, I still predicted, you know, an that it made a win and everything, regardless of how our form looked or anything. So I think if we could just, find some type of consistency early, and even try to put one in the back of the net first, you know, I think that changes the whole dynamic of this game and how we potentially view this team for the 90 minutes.
Yeah, I agree. I think we need to find a way to be the first one to land a punch. That would be important, right? You get a goal and then you can find a way to dictate the tempo of things. Looking at your backline too, it's not a pretty one when you think about the speed that they have at their disposal. So it will be definitely be an interesting matchup tomorrow. Chris, you just know that the Apple TV pundits and reporters are just licking their lips waiting for Columbus to win and beat America so they can spiel their Liga MX MLS rivalry nonsense. How does America pull the rug under them and kind of pull off this underdog kind of profile that these MLS people are giving us?
You got to sit back and let them be them. You know, I think Jardine is a very good strategic coach. I think, you know, let them play confident, let them fall into that favoritism. And that way we could counter them and beat them. Cause I think, you know, stuff like that does get into teams. I mean, bro, I'm a Raiders fan. This week we had, we faced the Panthers and got destroyed. Like, come on, man. You watched the Panthers before that and they were the worst team. NFL fans love doing this. When there's a team so bad, they start saying, oh, that college team could beat them. And that's how bad the Panthers were. And the Raiders went in there with the mentality of oh, we're good. Dylan knows what I'm talking about because, you know, but the Raiders went out there with the mindset of saying they're not good enough. And what did they do? They competed. They, you know, so we gotta let Columbus believe that. Like, yeah, you're the top dog in this game, and rightfully so. I do think they're a good team. I respect them as an opponent, but at the same time, you know, what happened to the Chivas game? You know, they were favorites. I wasn't going. None of us were comfortable going into that Chivas because of form, because of injuries, because of everything. It's not necessarily Chivas being scary or anything, but it was kind of like, man, look at us. We're kind of pathetic right now. And what did Jardine do? All right, we're going to play like this, and we're going to go and win off a set piece and then just let them miss every shot. And we won. Yeah, maybe it's a very radish way, but one of the things, you have to win games, and I think that's what we have to do. We have to go in there with the mindset of, all right, you're the main guy. We're gonna be cautious with everything you do. We just said it right now too. Araujo, we don't trust Araujo. You know, who's our right back? Israel Reyes leaves. You trusting that Roberto, who I loved against Necaxa. I really like how he performed. But let's say they put in Kevin Alvarez. All right, we're bringing in the guy that's kind of rusty. You know, okay. They have to go out there and perform. Americas has to just play smart, be calm, don't get into your own head. And that's how we're going to end up winning. We might be criticized afterwards how we play, but if you want to win, you got to just be realistic with everything, you know? And I think that's how you kind of kill that narrative of them wanting to just urge this league rivalry and all that. Look, I'm not playing into that, but I know they're going to push it. And if America wants to just shut them up and just win, let them fall for that hype and trust in Malagón, trust in that defense, and everything has to be perfect and counter, set piece, everything. Exactly how the Chivas game went.
I like it. I like having to just spin win, that baby. Narrative around and, you know, what'd you say, Dylan?
I said, just win, baby.
Just win. Yeah. No, and that's the truth of it all. I mean, I can't sit here and lie to you and say that we're going to play like prime Club America. There you go. Pulling out the Raiders gear.
And I put a lot of money on that game because of how bad the Panthers looked. So I too suffered with him. I texted, I said, your dude's got smoked on the first play.
Oh, Chris, it's okay. Yeah. Okay. Hey, there's another weekend ahead, right? You can only hope for better.
True.
So, and hoping for better starts with tomorrow with American. The defensive The defensive task at hand is a scary one, Brian, because you're looking at the fact that you have to entrust in Ernesto Araujo that was present, mind you, in that 4-1 thrashing against Columbus. So he's been here, done that type of situation. But things just kind of have to pan out a little bit different, you know?
No, I agree. And what I was going to say earlier that I kind of forgot was, like, if you're looking at both leagues, I mean, this team that we're about to play, I mean, I'm not trying to, like, really overhype them, but they would give you one of the worst, you know, headaches probably between the leagues. Yeah. If you put a top five in there, combining the two for America to play, they're up there. I say they'd probably be top three of a headache for America. So defenders need to be really ready for this. Like that, I think that might be the most focal point I would be going into this, not just because they're at home, but like I said, the diversity and how they score. And if you look at their schedule, they're putting up goals. So, you know, if you got to play ugly, then that's how we're going to have to play.
And Chris mentioned it perfectly, right? We had a very ugly game against Chivas. I would say luck was a little bit on our side as well. We could have played a little bit better of an uglier game. Which is weird to say that. But it's not like we haven't done it before. It was working against Cruz Azul, right? Another one of those, like, it wasn't our best matchup. We were doing things right, playing a little bit ugly at times. Just the goal goes in, heads go down, and just things start kind of falling apart for America in that sense. But it's not the first time that we're going to have to kind of play kind of against our philosophy under Jardine. But it's not to say that if America plays a little bit like that, gets a goal, maybe gets a second, and then really opens up Columbus, then you can start playing your game. Then you can start moving the ball around just like you like to. I mean, it's going to be an interesting one, you know? It will be interesting. Chris Ramirez asking, I'm genuinely scared for Kevin tomorrow or Dagoberto, just because of the pace that Cucho is going to have on that left-hand side. I can imagine it's not going to be a fun task for anybody. Club America es mi pasión, saying I trust a lot in or on Ramon Juarez. Either or, I'm pretty sure that's how the statement should be going. But yeah, I mean, it's a big ask for Ramon Juarez too, who could potentially kind of, you know, mold himself into kind of the next. Well, we already know he's got some very good qualities. He's just got to, you know, maybe shaping up here and there. But tomorrow will be a big test for him as well. You know, had a big game against Chivas, got that goal. We expect for him to genuinely be an important figure tomorrow night against Columbus. So it'll be an interesting one. Dylan, let me read to you kind of the starting 11 that I've been hearing rumored going around, and you tell me whether you like it and what you would fix. So it looks like Jardine might potentially stick with his 4-2-3-1 formation. If he does, it's going to be obviously Malagon in net. Kevin Alvarez, surprisingly, on the right-hand side. Left-hand side, Cristian Borja. And then in the center-back partnership, it's going to be Nestor Araujo and Ramon Juarez. In the center mid, it's going to be Alvaro Fidalgo with Jonathan Dos Santos. In the number 10 spot, because he's the only one available, is Diego Valdez. And on the right, it's between Sendejas and Javairo, but I would feel like Javairo would get the go-ahead over Sendejas just because he has a little bit more minutes under his belt and has looked a little bit better. But either or, I think either of those two coming in during the second half could cause some headaches. Left-hand side, of course, is going to be Brian Rodriguez. Up top, your man, Mr. Henry Martin. How you feeling with that formation, with that starting 11?
I mean, judging by what we have, I mean, that's the best we got, right? So, I mean,
yeah, kind of.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, not really can be there, but, you know, I really don't like the Nestor. I mean, who does, though? Here we are again.
Yeah, that, but, I mean,
you know, I think this is the best that we could go out with, though. And, you know, I remain, I guess, in a sense, cautiously optimistic with this club, and hopefully, you know, this is the 11 that can get things done.
Chris, with this potential starting 11, who needs to have that big game. Who has to carry this team? Who has to be the one leader tonight? I mean, tomorrow night in Columbus for America to win Campeones Cup?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. With that starting 11, it's not just one player. It has to be several. Because honestly, like, I'm not a fan of Borja starting. I think Chicote needs to start because he covers the defense way better than Borja. And if we're going to be playing the way I said, you need to have someone that just covers all grounds, you know? So I say Borja needs to perform if it's him. Néstor Araujo needs to perform. He just needs to. He's had some good games, too. It's not like he's been completely, you know, bad. It's just that we don't trust him, right? Yeah. Diego Valdez has to perform. I think that's probably number one because we know what he brings to the table, right? We know what that number 10 is in our club. No matter what team historically is always a number 10 as the most important player. Henry Martin needs to score. He needs to pull mark. He needs to do a lot of things because I think some people would say that he's been very sluggish for a couple games now. Yeah, he scored against Necaxa, right? But, you know, it's not just about scoring. It's about being able to pull your mark, being able to let everyone be open, right? And I think at times you kind of see him not necessarily do that. Or he's not there when they're pushing up, right? He's kind of too stuck trying to recover and doesn't catch up to the play. And I think he needs to be there. But for sure, Diego Valdez needs to be there, the guy that has to perform because that injury, you know, it's not like he can't do stuff, but obviously he's going to be scared of hurting himself, right? This dislocated shoulder, he's scared that it's going to pop out. I get it, but at the same time, this is a physical game, and he needs to not play with that caution. I do think, you know, Dylan said there's no, or I don't know which one of you said, there's no 10. David like could play there, and we've seen him play there in the last two games, right? I think he could perform as a 10 in case they go that way, but maybe his impact will probably be more of a second half player than the first half. So depending on how Valdez plays.
No, absolutely. I think we'll see him come on in the second half. Brian, to you, who has to have a big game?
So I think, you know, I don't want to pick on like defenders. They just need to do their job. So I'm not going to put them as like, you need to put the team in the back. It's going to be split between Brian and Valdez because Valdez, I'm starting to fall off the train here with a lot of this finishing and these strange shots he's taking or lack thereof. And then Brian, like every time, I swear, like in the Leagues Cup, he starts off like Ronaldinho. He's doing back heel. He's, you know, he's doing chops and he's kicking the ball out and running it down. And you can do all that, but after 30 minutes, when it's not making something happen, it's just for show. So I he needs to connect and make the correct move. So I think it's got to be a combo with Valdez and Brian to one on Valdez's side, make the right shot, be clinical in that, and then Brian making the right pass, the right move. You can have flair and, you know, showmanship, but you know, this team is going to hit us on a counter at some point, and then that's going to look, you know, like, okay, we actually have to put something together here.
No, I agree. I think Brian needs to step up and have a big game. And if he can connect with Diego Valdez, I think those two can run havoc on that Columbus defense. Absolutely. So, I mean, it just, they have to be on their night, and let's hope that tomorrow will be the case. Dylan, who are you picking?
I'm going to go with my boy Henry. You know, I think, you know, it is fair to really, you know, give him that criticism of being sluggish, you know, past couple of games. And, you know, it did bring a little bit of a smile to my face, too, to see him score against Necaxa, you know, squeeze out that draw for the club. But, you know, I just want to see him to continue to build off that. You know, I think kind of it goes back to what Chris was alluding to, you know, just pulling your mark, you know, doing the dirty work, because we've always said, you know, it just doesn't seem like it's been that for him. You know, just getting back to the grind of doing that dirty work, to, you know, having your players open in space, you know, to where, you know, because I don't think he's ever made it about him, but, you know, just to be able to see him getting back in some type of form and being who we know he is, you know, that's what I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, Henry will have to play a big role, especially since he's the club captain, right? So
yeah,
a lot of players will look at him to kind of be that leader on the pitch and kind of do a lot of that dirty work that we praised him so much for so many years, Dylan. And so I guess it feels like it's kind of one of those back to basic moments. But yet I think América needs it at the moment. So it will be interesting. I will go with whoever plays on that right hand side, because I feel like if it's Javito, he's gonna be not very much undermined by the Columbus defense. But I think Columbus will be more focused on your Valdez, your Henrys, your Brian Rodriguez, because they obviously know what he's capable of doing. They've seen him in the league before. So I think that left-hand side is going to be a little bit more occupied with eyes that the right-hand side, maybe not so much. And whoever is on that right-hand side, whether it's Cendejas or Javito, I need them to take on players. I need them to kind of be head-on, take on a player, pick a pass, pick a shot, do something. Be quick on your feet. Stretch the play if you need to. I just need something different on that right-hand side that kind of throws Columbus a little bit off balance. Like, I'm no expert, and I'm not going to sit here and say that I've watched Columbus play, but Cucho Hernandez doesn't strike me as the winger that's going to come down and defend every single ball. So that left-hand side is... that right-hand side for América is going to be kind of a little bit less occupied than the left. And so whoever does kind of play on that needs to have a big impact, needs to have a big game. And if it is Javito, which I hope it is, he needs to cement his starting position again. And what better way to do it than in a quote-unquote final against a very good opponent, right? And if you can do it against Columbus, then I'm pretty sure you can do it against freaking Mazatlán. So... that's kind of my train of thought in that sense. But okay, let's start closing this out, because I don't want to drag it on any much more than we need to. Tomorrow's matchup is going to be, oddly, an early one, just because it is being played in Columbus. This game is going to be what I have here, Brian, and this is what Apple TV is listing. Tomorrow, 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern, live via Apple TV and through the NA. That's what I got. What are the chances that this game starts at 4:30, Brian?
I give it 20% chance.
Yeah, that's
what it. It might be a 4:45, but I don't know if it's going to be, you know, 4:30 on the spot here. But
I don't think so either. I saw that and I was like, that is a very odd time to start this game. I would have banked it for 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's kind of even. So odd. But yeah, you guys catch that game on Through the Animals, like, is where most of us are going to watch it. If you guys have Apple TV for whatever reason and you have MLS Season Pass, that game's going to be available for you to watch as well. Make sure you guys follow us over on Twitter at Eagle Eye Podcast. I know we're going to be keeping it up to date minute by minute with everything going on in Columbus against the Crew. And yeah, it should be an interesting one. Should be a fun one. And to close it out here, I kind of want to hear you guys' predictions. What's going to happen tomorrow night? Give me your scoreline prediction, Chris.
We win in penalties. Oh, that's my prediction.
Okay. Redemption. I mean, América penalties haven't really been the best these past couple of years, but... hey, I mean, if we want to get rid of the ghost pass, right, I guess this would be the tournament and this would be the game to do so for future tournaments ahead. Dylan, what are you going with?
We go with scrappy 2-2 and winning penalties.
Oh, my. Okay.
Sorry, that's where my mind was, because I knew you were going to ask for predictions.
Okay, well, at least you're being honest with me. All right. I don't know if I can take it, but we'll see. Brian. It's gonna be hump day.
I'm in a prove me wrong mode. Okay. I'm gonna say 2-0 Columbus.
Oh God. none of these have been. I was hoping that you guys were gonna talk me off the ledge. None of you have talked me off the ledge here so far. Okay. Well, hopefully it is. It is. Brian, you tried this once. I'm hoping that this is the one time that your reverse jinx comes to fruition.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna have to have a serious conversation next week. But okay. You know what? I like this. Club America es mi pasión, saying 1-0 to America. Or at least I hope that's what he's saying, because I'm that's my prediction. 1-0 America gets it done. Scrappy, ugly. They miss like six sitters and we somehow still walk away with a victory. Like, you know, it's that's what I'm going with. And
lo and behold, you should have asked me and Dylan without penalties, and then we probably would have given you a positive answer.
No, the fans deserve to hear the truth, you know, even if it's at my expense.
And you could twist the truth. You could twist the truth a bit.
That's true.
There's one last thing. There's one last thing on SofaScore. You can vote, you know, who will win.
Yeah.
And after over 5,000 votes, 45% picked Columbus, 45% America, and the rest said draw. So go to penalties.
No freaking way.
So it's exactly 45-45.
Wow. That's crazy. Look, regardless, I hope that if you're an Americanista or if by any chance you're a Columbus Crew fan listening to this and stumbled your way across for this preview, I hope you're excited for this game regardless. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be an interesting one. Look, we're facing off against a very good opponent. It's a kind of a measuring tape of America, of how far we've gone and how far we still need to go. And this was always going to be an exhibition match in where we were going to look back and think, okay, are we the team that we so proclaim to be? And I know that the injuries aren't helping the narrative, but I still think at the end of the day, America is America. And like you guys know, I love to say on this podcast, we have no excuses as to why we don't win or why we can't win. Even if we were to field 7 under 18 players, like the expectation was still always going to be to win. And I hope that America comes out with that with that passion and with that drive of, you know what? This is America. We are the bigger team. We are the bigger club. We're coming into your hometown, and we're gonna pull the rug right under your feet. You know, so I do hope that that is the case, and it should be an interesting one. And like I mentioned, make sure you guys follow us on social media. We'll keep you guys up to date. And yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait for the matchup. Should be a fun one. Should be an interesting one, gentlemen. Before we wrap it up, anything else you guys want to add on before we call it a night?
Nope, just ready to roll. Hopefully it's on time.
Yeah, there you go. Well, no promises that it does kick off at 4:30, but it would be surprising if it does.
Yeah.
So, well, hope you guys are all ready. Hope you guys have your snacks and everything to go, ready to go and watch this game. It should be fun. Should be interesting. And we'll be back next week to recap that, talk also about the Clásico Capitolino, and everything else that's going on in the world of Las Águilas del América. With that said, you guys have nothing else to add on. So, Brian, thank you so much for coming out, making the time. I know these international podcasts are fun, and it's always great to have you on whenever we do have these matches.
Yep, for sure.
Awesome. Dylan, again, you're everyone's favorite, so I know everyone's ecstatic about you being able to join the podcast today.
I'm not Brian's favorite, so...
Well, that's for another podcast.
That's Chris, for therapy.
Yeah. Hey, but Chris, again, as always, and we're here week by week, and I'm grateful for it, man. Thank you.
One of these days, we're gonna argue before or on here instead of the group chat. That way, we're kind of like,
angry. No, 100%. I'm gonna try my best to not rattle you guys up like at 7 in the morning and kind of leave it till 7 p.m. at night. But look, you guys have a wonderful night. Thank you to everyone that joined us in the chat. Thank you to everyone listening to this. Hope you guys have a wonderful night. Hopefully America wins, and hopefully we see a much better season start to kick off. With that said, you have a wonderful night. Take care, and as always, Arriba America. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was another production of the Eagle Eye Podcast, the number one source for all things Club America in English. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Eagle Eye Podcast and get all the latest news and coverage. And subscribe to our podcast wherever it is you may listen.